Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We next turn to a longtime chief engineer here at WGN Radio, a great engineer, but more importantly, just a wonderful man, J.C. Carollo, Jim Carollo.
This is WGN, serving the nation from Chicago.
The WGN Walk of Fame.
Jim Carollo, the engineer, J.C. as we call him here.
I like the fact that inducting him into a Walk of Fame, it's not for just the loudmouths that you hear, you know, us guys on the radio. It takes everybody from every department to make what you hear work well. And without engineering, you don't hear us.
It's a great point.
If there was a studio that the producers would most likely party in, would it be this one or would it be A?
This is the biggest.
But there's the windows there, too, so if you had dancers, people could see from the outside.
Yeah, see that you have blinds.
You have blinds, right. And there's much more table space there for, you know, like guys like Jim Holland to dance on the table.
I've seen that.
You have seen that.
You don't want to see that too often.
What I liked about the engineering department under JC's direction, everything worked.
Congratulations, Jim Carollo.
Thank you.
Believe it or not, those of us with the microphones are not geniuses. And J.C. ran a staff that knew where to plug in the stuff that needed to be plugged in. I don't get technical there, Steve, but knew what needed to be plugged in and unplugged.
It was his uneven temperament, really, that made it difficult.
Yeah, well, he did it with class. And the cool thing is, and I've been thrown out of a lot of places, he's the only engineer who took his anger against me and took it behind closed doors as opposed to throwing punches in front of me. You ran a great staff for all those years. This place could not exist without you, and it's nice to see you, my friend.
Well, thank you very much for that. You know, when I came here in 1970, I was just 24, and I thought I might be here a few years. I was about four decades short on that. I ended up being here 43 years, and the thing I can say is I loved every minute of it because I got to do exactly what I want. And get paid for it, too, which is a very nice thing. So I really enjoyed my time here, and I enjoyed my time working with what we call the WGN family, who's an amazing group of colleagues and coworkers that I became part of. So it was a fun time for me.
JC, I'm sure you have a lot of great memories, but maybe if I can speak for you, your best might have been New Year's Eve 2000.
Oh. Didn't we have fun?
We spent the night together at the transmitter in Elk Grove Village.
Waiting for it to go down?
Waiting for it to go down.
Yeah, we did not know what was going to happen like the rest of the world. And we thought at midnight everything might go dead. So Steve was our news guy. I was the transmitter guy. We had Ed Wilk out there to assist us.
Oh, for fun, for the fun of it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we made a little party out of it. And the world didn't end. I saw the sun come up, and it was a very nice day.
If you don't mind, hand that microphone to this guy next to you, because Dan Fabian has something he needs to say about you.
He didn't know it, but one of the favorite games we had on that side of the building was trying to think of something he couldn't do. We never did it.
Because the thing is, and I really, you know, people will tell you now, you can do a radio show in a closet. You plug it into your laptop. You don't need engineers. Let me tell you something. We need you guys every single day. And I meant what you said, or what I said at the top of this. Without you guys, we're not on the air. But much bigger than that, we don't exist. So on behalf of everybody you hired, everybody who's still here, thank you to the engineers.
Thank you.
J.C. Carollo. You're listening to the Walk of Fame induction on 720 WGN. We'll be back after this.